Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand. Make sure to follow us on all other social media platforms. We're live on YouTube right now, as well on Twitch, Kick, and many other platforms. So whichever platform you use on a daily basis, make sure you tune in. We're providing daily content. And check out the link in the description of this audio so that you can have access to our digital courses. If you're new to our community, welcome. If you're an existing subscriber, thank you for coming back and getting more financial education from us here at Master Investor, where you get true wealth. And wealth comes from the information and the knowledge that we have with that information, meaning that we need to apply that information into our lives. So yesterday we talked about creating passive income with stocks and why it's important to apply a higher level of intelligence, financial intelligence, to solve our financial problems. And in order to have a high IQ financially, we need to invest in our financial education. It's the only way. Because if we give our money away to somebody else to invest for us, we don't learn anything, we lose power, and we get very low returns compared to if we take action, we actively invest that money, we create our company, and now we run that revenue through that company, through the business checking account of that company, so that we can lower our taxes using the laws, because the tax code is made to incentivize those who play on the right side of the cash flow circle, business owner and inside investor. And on the left side of the cash flow circle, we find the employee and the self-employed. On the right side of the cash flow circle, that's where wealth is created. On the left side of the cash flow circle, people work for money, they exchange time for money, and it is okay. You love your job. That is amazing. We need great employees. However, if you love your job or you don't love your job, there's always ways to make more money, okay, without working physically through sound investing. So my recommendation is that you invest in your financial education, whether you love your job or not, create an actionable plan that we can access every day towards our main four pillars of an extraordinary life: wealth, love, and happiness. And as we are working on those pillars, we're going to be doing self-development, a combination with financial education. We're going to be actively investing. We're going to be working out, whether it's at home or wherever we are, maybe on vacation. And we're doing at least 18 minutes a day, right, of any activity. If we do that every single day for a whole year, case study has shown that we will be at the 1% of that activity in the entire population. So think about it. It takes compounding that activity, okay, every single day. So don't ever take one day for granted. Don't take 1 second for granted, because everything counts. So we need to build and plant the seeds on that asset column with our companies, keeping control, using leverage, and also using the new rules of money, right? Because we cannot win the game of money if we're not using the new rules of money. It's that simple at the end of the day. It doesn't have to be difficult to understand our financial statement and how to improve it. It doesn't take rocket science at all. The second type of financial education that existed was professional education. And of course, the most obvious one, right, that is the one that we focus here, is financial education. That's the third type of education that is missing in majority of people's minds, households. And of course, the school systems are not built to give financial education. They're built to create employees and soldiers to work for the corporations of the wealthy and defend the corporations of the wealthy, like the government. So we need to acquire financial education ourselves all the time. It's not going to be handed to us. Well, we are doing that here at Mass Investor. We're literally being omnipresent around the entire world. That's why we decided to do our podcast, live streams every day, everywhere, creating content in any platform that we can get our hands on, right? Because it's all about building awareness and fulfilling our mission here at Master Investor, which is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education made simple. We look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. Today's topic is called Path to Wealth Using the Tax Code. Taxes on real estate investments, utilizing tax laws to increase our wealth. Summary: there are methods to take advantage of the tax code. Ensure that we get knowledgeable tax advice from the right professional to assist us in comprehending the tax code and taking advantage of it. In other words, don't be afraid to upgrade your CPA or your bookkeeper if they're using the wrong language or their strategies are for those on the left side of the cash flow circle. We want the right professionals in our team because they matter, okay? They need to be very capable of using the laws into our advantage because they're there for that. There are many CPAs that will tell their clients not to make more money because they will have to pay a lot in taxes, and that makes no sense. Actually, on the right side of the cash flow circle, you'll find CPAs that will encourage us to make a lot more money so that we can spend more money successfully so that we can minimize taxes. We too can get wealthy if we follow the new rules. A tax revolt laid the foundation for the US. If we were paying attention in school, we would have discovered that the Boston Tea Party in 1973 was the actual beginning of America. Yes, it is correct. A tax revolt laid the foundation for America. The Patriots tossed the tea into the water because they were sick of paying taxes on it. Ultimately, this resulted in the Revolutionary War of 1776. It is unclear when exactly so many people in this nation developed an infatuation with paying taxes. But the truth is that America was built on paying as little in taxes as possible. It is not patriotic to pay taxes. Theft is what taxes are. The purpose of the tax code is to reward the right players of the cash flow circle. As we are undoubtedly aware, there are lengthy and intricate tax codes in the US and many other nations. The reason behind this is the question. The explanation for this is that the government officials long ago discovered that they could use the tax system to force individuals and companies to comply with their wishes. To put it succinctly, the government intends for us to utilize the numerous credits and breaks that are included in the tax code. For example, the government favors affordable housing. As a result, developers and inside investors can benefit from a variety of tax credits for affordable housing that reduce our tax obligations, increase our take-home pay, and ultimately help to build affordable housing. Everyone is successful. Rather than pay our money to a bureaucrat, we will rather put it in a reasonable price housing and a sound asset that will produce passive income right now, even during bad economies. The tax system contains other scenarios similar to this one that encourage investors and wealthy entrepreneurs to engage in the kinds of activities the government is seeking for while rewarding those who do with reduced or no tax burden. As a result, lowering our tax liability essentially translates into following the government's wishes as expressed in the tax code. The most patriotic thing you can, or anyone can do, is that to pay less in taxes and listen to what the government wants us to do. Here at Master Investors, we are passionate about demonstrating the tax benefits of real estate investing. Before we get started, though, let's first discuss why the tax code is so crucial for the wealthy and how the middle class and poor just have different perspectives on taxes than do the wealthy. A few years back, when Trump's new tax code went into force, we would have noticed several pieces about, or articles about, what was getting what benefits and how. For workers, well, most of them, it was excellent news. According to Fox News, the average middle-class household saw their after-tax income grow by 1.6% as a result of a tax cut of almost $930. Several quotes from Twitter users were featured in the article. Someone discovered that he or she had an additional $100 in their paycheck. That cash will help pay a bill and be donated to their church. Someone took home $130 more than their last paycheck when he or she looked at their paycheck today. For example, a woman who works as a secretary at a high school was pleasantly surprised that her pay went up to $1.50 a week. After calculating the total, she found that it came to $78 annually, which will pay for her Costco membership. Although it was good that these people had a little extra cash in their pockets, the majority of people's responses revealed two different perspectives on taxes and ultimately money in general. The mentality surrounding employee taxes. In actuality, employees don't really have much financial influence over taxes. They have very little and limited leeway because they are entirely at the mercy of the law. It follows that the responses from the public are not shocking. At the time, responses range from favorable to negative, but one sentiment persisted. They have to accept what the government gives them. The belief that there's nothing they can do about their tax status is shared by employees, regardless of whether they are happy or better about it. They can't oppose City Hall, after all. The thinking of the wealthy tax. The wealthy, however, we are thrilled about the tax breaks. Not because they could earn more or less in an after-tax income, though the savvy ones will always make more, but rather because the legislation provided us with additional incentives that we could find and exploit. We are aware that some activities are rewarded by tax regulations which motivate us to take action. Without a question, the majority of wealthy individuals were in communication with their tax advisors around the time of Trump's new tax laws, seeking ways to take advantage of the tax code to increase our wealth by avoiding actions that would raise our taxes and by implementing investments and practices that provide incentives. And in those practices, we could find expenses, certain expenses. This demonstrates a prevalent tax-related attitude among the wealthy. We go and take what the government gives us. How the wealthy set the rules and manipulate the tax system illegally. The wealthy make the rules when it comes to taxes. If we want to be wealthy, we need to play by the rules of the wealthy. The wealthy benefit from a system of money that is biased against the middle class and poor class or working class. Taxes must be paid by someone after all. Of course, this annoys the middle class. This explains why they become so enraged when they learn that the wealthy are exempt from paying taxes and that they frequently do so because we influence the laws legally. In essence, wealthy people can invest our wealth in those low-income regions of the nation to promote economic growth. By doing this, individuals are able to postpone paying capital gain taxes until 2026, for example, and avoid paying taxes on the profits we receive from our investments in this opportunity zones. The fact that a wealthy individual drafted the law may vex people the most. Shane Parker, the inventor of Napster and early Facebook executive, is the man behind it all. He uses this notary and Rolodex to network with the city's wealthiest residents, engaging in conversations with the individuals such as his close friend, Peter Thiel, Ray Hoffman, the inventor of LinkedIn, and venture capitalist John Doerr. He has been presenting the notion to them in a manner that only a genuine peer could. The wealthy set the rules when it comes to taxes, but these rules are available for all to take advantage as long as we follow the pattern of the wealthy when it comes to making money. Wealthy people, taxes, and equity. Most individuals appeal to some sense of fairness in discussions such as these. They complain that the wealthy should set tax policy because it is unfair. Some argue that it is unfair for the wealthy to be able to dodge taxes while the middle class and the poor class must pay, you know, the bill on taxes, the highest. All right, that is unfair. However, as we have most likely already been informed, life isn't fair. It's a matter of learning how to navigate with the rules, the laws, and anything that has to do with the game of life, right? And money is a big part of it. Consider understanding the rules the wealthy make and blame by them ourselves. Rather than concentrating on what's fair and wasting time whining, the government is aware of this, of course. After all, they designed the tax system to promote specific actions they want people to take, such as making investments in undeveloped areas. To put it succinctly, the government intends to for us to utilize the numerous credits and breaks that are included in the tax code. For example, the government favors affordable housing, and as a result, it rewards everybody that's involved in that. The tax system contains other scenarios similar to this one that encourage investors and entrepreneurs to engage in this kind of activities. The government is seeking for while rewarding those who do so with reduced or no tax burden. This won't sit well with many people, but that's okay. They are free to continue grumbling and filing their taxes. As a wealthy entrepreneur and inside investor, we have to understand how to look poor on paper as a personal individual. In other words, we don't file taxes as personal individuals because we don't pay taxes, because we don't earn through earned income. We don't have a paycheck from a company. We make money through passive income and capital gains income. It's totally different. So, and a lot of people have a huge ego and they want to look rich on paper, and they want to pay the most in taxes, even though they look in their eyes on paper they're rich, but they're not, because they still have to work for their money, and they can't really enjoy that money if they had any money saved in the bank, because they have to go and show up for somebody else's dreams. And like I said, if you like to do what you do, it's okay. It's perfect. Continue to do that and invest on the side. At some point, you're gonna have to learn how to make your money work hard, okay? So this is for everybody. This is not only for the people that hate their job. This is for people that love their job, that want to have a better life, you know, that want to improve, don't want to shrink, don't want to live with less. Actually, the very opposite. As we grow, we have to have more if we want to do that. We want to have more options and be able to enjoy life, you know, have total freedom. That's the most beautiful thing. Taxes following the wealthiest guidelines. Anyone can take advantage of the various strategies used by the wealthy to earn large incomes while paying little or no taxes. Okay. So for example, 10 residents and with a $100,000 down payment, investor receives $20,000 annually from the developer to use these 10 units as sales models. As a result, the investor got a 20% cash on cash return. And since the building's depreciation and the furnishings used and the models offset the profits, they only had to pay a little amount in taxes, even though they were actually profitable. It appeared as though the investor was losing money. With the soaring real estate prices, the 380-unit condo complex was quickly sold out. Investor was the last to lose 10 models. Each unit he or she made about $100,000 in capital gains. Insider investor invested $1 million, which is $100,000 times 10, so $1 million, and a tax deferred 1031 transaction on our millions of dollars in capital gains. We lawfully pay no taxes. Investor used that money to buy a 350 unit apartment building in a different location. The building was overrun with bad tenants who had evicted the good ones, and it was badly managed. It needed repairs as well. After taking out a construction loan, they demolished the building and evicted the problematic tenants. After the rehabilitation was finished, they increased the rent and moved in nice residence. Due to the higher rates, their property was revalue and they took out a loan, which our new renters will be paying for. Based on the equity, which was around $1.2 million tax-free, the property continues to provide them a positive cash flow of about $100,000 annually, even after the loan. The $1.2 million was subsequently used by to purchase a second 350-unit apartment building in Flagstaff, Arizona, a desirable real estate market, tax-free. Instead of parking money, move it. This is an illustration of the velocity of money, investing technique, which says to move money rather than park it. moving our money makes more sense than keeping it in cash, bonds, stocks, or mutual funds, which are fake assets, because they just withdraw money out of our pocket, right? And an asset puts money in our pocket when we're not working right now. If it's not doing that, then it's not an asset. Okay, it has to bring in positive cash flow and capital gains income. The approach that most financial counselors advise, right? They say that the bonds, the stocks, and all of this are good for your money. And it's not, really. It's not at all. It's good for the one that doesn't want to take control over their finances and want to live by giving their money away to somebody else to invest it for them. If they don't want to learn how to master the ability to control money, then they just give it away to. And some people like to do that. And if you don't want to worry about it, then maybe that is what you have to do. It's up to you. Consider the example mentioned above. Initially had $100,000 from a previous real estate investment that they had earned tax deferred. In the end, the $100,000 enabled them to take out tax-free bank loans totaling nearly $20 million. The majority of financial gurus advise putting our money somewhere, but how long would it take us to save $20 million, right? So it's about the velocity of cash flow, about raising capital. Using debt, right? Good debt, because we can raise capital. We understand money is created with debt today. 1971, August 15, that's when President Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar. From that point forward, money became monopoly money, fiat money, fake money, paper money, a currency, and just an idea backed up by confidence. Today, money is created with debt. Debt is money. So, and debt is tax-free. Any type of debt. That's why we most understand how to use debt to become wealthy, to invest it, and to get loans to acquire assets, commercial real estate, and other assets. Because there are sound assets we're bringing to the banks. So the assets raising the capital. Benefit from real estate taxes, the best method to utilize the tax code. Our government intentionally rewards people who own large businesses or make investments on the left side, on the right side of the cash flow circle, which categorizes people into four categories of income earners: employees, self-employed, business owners, and inside investors. Between 0% to and 20%, these two, the left side of the the right side of the cash flow circle, right, is what we pay in taxes, between 0 and 20%. In comparison, the right side of the cash flow circle bears the greatest tax burden as compared to employees and small business owners, self-employed, who pays between 40% and 60% in taxes. And paying taxes on real estate investments is one of the most effective methods to use taxes to enrich oneself. Let's look at a few more ways that real estate investing can lower our taxable income. Deduction. Subtractions or deductions, it may surprise us to learn that we can write off a number of rental costs from our taxes, including running costs, property taxes, mortgage interest, depreciation, and maintenance. In the event that we are audited, be sure to maintain track of deductible expenses, such as receipts and notes. Additionally, record and travel costs as spent on maintenance our rental property. For additional information on real estate deduction, visit the IRS. Pass-through entities that pass through. Residential landlords who operate as pass-through entities, a unique business from that relieves the burden of double taxation, such as sole proprietorship, LLCs, and S-Corps, and can now deduct 20% of a net rental income immediately from the top, according to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, TCJA. That is true. We may effectively deduct 20% of our gains from taxes. Before presuming we qualify, make sure to speak with our tax professional, as there are some restrictions and exceptions of this. Bonus depreciation of 60%. In 2017, the regulation permitted landlords to deduct 100% of the personal property for rental units, or 100% bonus depreciation. The regulation was modified once more in 2024, this time to a 60% bonus depreciation after gradually decreasing. However, these upgrades to rental units could also include furnishings, a new roof, improved HVAC systems, fire safety and alarm systems, and appliances. Tax credits for low-income housing. Developers are incentivized to produce affordable housing by means of tax incentives offered by the low-income housing tax credit program. Private investors receive a federal income tax credit as a means of encouraging them to make equity investments in affordable rental housing. Historic building tax credit. Tax credit for historic buildings. Investors who renovate qualified historic properties are eligible for a federal tax credit, which allows them to deduct 20% of the eligible improvements costs from their federal tax obligation. Note, rather of having to claim this credit in the year that the facility was put into service, taxpayers now have to spread it out over 5 years under the new TCJA. Additional benefits of real estate taxes. These are some of the major tax benefits, but wealthy investors are also aware of a few tax breaks. Here at Master Investor, we have details a handful of these breaks. Additionally, we will be releasing our next ebooks and courses, how to raise capital, how to use real estate to build wealth, and much more. Okay, we have many more things coming out, so stay tuned. When it comes to this tax benefits and loopholes, it is crucial to select the appropriate tax team or tax CPA, the tax attorney as well, to make sure we are abiding by the law and maximizing our real estate tax advantages and overall our business tax advantages, right? Because as long as we focus on building passive income, then we can minimize taxes, and we need to have a track record. So that's why it's important to have a tax strategy ahead of the year, so that we know exactly what are we going to be putting our money to work, so that we can minimize taxes legally. We need to keep that record, because as long as we get audit, we have everything to back it up with, and we have clean hands, which is the most important thing. That's why I said earlier, we want to protect the three most important assets we all have: time, our minds, and our freedom. So those are three things we can't replace, and we have to protect them, never jeopardize on any of those, and always make sure that we're improving ourselves, because in today's economy, people like to see that we're authentic, and they like to see the growth in us. So if you're somebody that is going to be on the camera doing live streams, if you like to do that, right? You don't have to in order to build wealth. You just acquire assets. There are a lot of people making money in silent, right? But if you're someone that wants to be on camera, right, and wants to empower the world with a message, then you're going to have the power to do that very quickly and capitalize on that. And people are going to see the growth as we move forward. So it's important that we invest in our financial education, invest in us, because that is where the value is. That is what ultimately makes us wealthy. It's not the money itself. There are a lot of people with money in the world, but they're not wealthy. They have no freedom, and they have to work and check in with somebody else, right? And they're at somebody else's mercy every day and most of the year. Let me get a sip of water. But, you know, if you have any questions, make sure you write it down in the comment section. And remember that in order to build that asset column, we have to understand how to use the tax code, okay? And it's there for us, even though it's created by the wealthy, to benefit the wealthy entrepreneur and inside investor, right? So that's exactly who we are here, our Master Investor. Our community is filled with true leaders, wealthy entrepreneurs, and master investors. And we're here every single day providing the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies, given exactly the tools that are required to build wealth fast. If we're doing it slow, then we're not doing it correctly, okay? Because today we have technology that we can use to start selling things worldwide. And we don't need to have storage. I mean, people have their digital store online in life, right, ready to take a new client within 24 hours, less than that. I mean, without exaggeration, less than an hour. So just make sure that we're getting educated every day. We're investing in our financial education, because that's the only thing that will protect us from ever losing control over our money. Once fear kicks in because you lack financial education and you give your money away, you lost power and you're not learning anything. We want to make sure that we're going to multiply the money. We're going to use our money to make more money and to raise capital. It's not just using our money. We're going to use our money to raise more capital and use other people's money, because only financial uneducated people uses their own capital to invest. We have to use debt. Remember, money is created with debt. So we have to act like the government does. They print money. We're over $34 trillion in national debt. Last time we checked, which was less than a week ago, and it's not gonna stop. So inflation is gonna continue to rise. So we need to use it as a fuel, not complain and whine about taxes, because we can minimize taxes all the way to zero legally. And we went over some examples today on how we can do that. If you want to find out more about this, then click the link in the description, because the ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Term Passive Income On, there's a chapter in there that we explain how to obtain our first real estate property, okay? Using the laws and using OPM, other people's money. There are many ways we can take advantage of money, including seller financing, which means that the owner is giving us the credit to invest instead of the bank. And that, a lot of times, is good to do that, because we're using the trust of the current owner on that asset. So we know that it's an asset because he or she believes that it's going to pay them back for a certain amount of years. Of course, when we give them the price that they want, they must adhere by our terms. So I always say, we'll give you your price with our terms. So if they want a certain price that is ridiculous and it's worth buying it, but as long as we get the right terms, then we just say, okay, we'll give you that in the next 30 years at this much per year. And that way the asset will create, by that time, will create so much more that it wouldn't matter if we obtain the entire thing for free. So, and a lot of times we can do that because the owner doesn't want to continue with the asset. Maybe they want to do something else. They maybe want to cash out. They maybe just want to relax, or it's many things, right? And so we need to just keep our eyes open, learn how to use the internet to create passive income and capital gains income through sound investing. Focus on investing on your asset column. Have investing in financial education as an expense, as priorities. So when we get paid, if you get paid from a job, then you need to move that money into your financial education and your investing. So whatever you're learning, you got to apply and invest into something, whether it's investing in crypto, in whichever asset class, a digital asset. Like I said, you can start building the asset column successfully by applying the new rules of money and everything that we're learning here inside of our community at Master Investor. And there are four players, right? In the cash flow circle, on the left side, we find the employee, the self-employed, and they work for money. They have to show up. If they don't work, they don't make money, and they pay the highest in taxes. On the right side of the cash flow circle, we have the business owner and inside investor, and that is where true wealth is built. We have systems, and then we have that money, the excess of cash flow, working through sound investing, and we get total freedom as a reward. That's the ultimate reward, having total freedom, not being attached to anything or anybody to make money. Our systems are making us money, and we are totally free. We have control over our time. We create our own schedules. We decide who are we going to meet, who are we going to give our time to, what is the plan for the next 24 hours. We need to have all of these actionable plans, and when we have this on our smartphones, or if you want to write on a piece of paper, whatever works, just make sure that it's down. And we understand also our financial statement, and we have a blank one inside of our digital course. It's one of the assets that comes with the How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Turn Passive Income On ebook and digital course. You can download the financial statement into Excel, or just print it out and fill it in. And then we're going to focus on building that asset column. And it's not about cutting expenses, like I mentioned earlier, at all. In fact, we discourage anyone who says live below your means when attempting to build wealth. That goes against our core values of the ultra wealthy. In fact, it's the very opposite. We have to expand. And we need to, of course, specifically focus on that asset column. But we're not going to shrink. It's not about cutting expenses. It's about expanding our passive income and expanding everything else that we want to expand. Our liabilities column, our expenses, because we can achieve anything, acquire anything. We have total freedom. So if we want to have something because we like it, is it just a hobby, is it maybe a luxury item, then we focus on building an asset that will produce that type of income that it needs to pay for that liability, whatever expense that may carry, we're going to pay with an asset. And then that asset will pay that over and over again. And it probably going to pay us even more than what is required for that liability. So now we have extra excess of cash flow that we're going to treat as an expense, not as an asset. In other words, it's going to have already a job to do. That money is going to move from one asset to another asset, right? It came from an asset, and now we're going to have, and now it became an expense. It's not an asset, that money, the excess of that profit, because we're going to put it to work, okay? And so we're going to invest it into an asset, and that's going to bring more money back, and it's going to take us to the velocity of cash flow and tap into infinite return on investment. That's when we have recouped the entire capital back, and we still control the asset, whichever asset that may be, and we still continue to collect constantly passive income or capital gains income, depending on whichever income we're getting from that asset. And we definitely should know before we even invest in that asset what type of income we're going to get from that asset. Okay, so make sure that you have that clear measure of return on investment with facts instead of opinions. And that means that we need to learn how to read the financial statement of the business or investment. Every person, business, and investment has a financial statement. That's why the foundation of true wealth is in the ability of reading financial statements and improving them, right? And deciding whether that investment is an asset or not, depending on the flow of the cash flow from that investment. We're going to study the entire financial statement and taxes, and we're going to learn about the expenses and if there's any twist that we can add into that infrastructure that will scale that bottom line, right? Maybe there's something that the current owner is missing. We're not going to tell them. We're going to make sure that we do our due diligence, and we're going to ask ourselves, can we implement this right away and take this to a next level? Can this business be scalable? How much is it making without, you know, working, like without the business owner working at all? After all expenses are paid and everybody's paid, how much is he keeping or she's keeping per day? That's a very important question to figure it out. And that's how we're going to measure return investment, with facts, because we're going to have the tax returns, we're going to have the bank statements, we're going to study everything to crunch the numbers. So in good deals, the numbers work, and in bad deals, the numbers do not work. At the end, it comes down to simplicity. Something that we talk about here inside of our community is keep it super simple when it comes to building our businesses and discussing the game of money. Keep it super simple. If we're not understanding each other, if we're not talking in layman's terms, right, we're not going to be able to communicate successfully, and it's supposed to be simple. If it's too difficult, that means it's probably not good. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is good, but we must do our due diligence. Don't be skeptical when it comes to building wealth. And there are a lot of people that are skeptical online. They like to view things and they like to see other things, but then they get skeptical when now it's time to make an action, maybe invest in a product or something that will improve them. Don't be skeptical. You'll find treasures when you listen to your intuition and you do your due diligence and you act on it. Okay, don't step away from being skeptical. Is judging without having facts. You need to dig in, look at the facts, and then start building your networks, okay? And focus on yourself. Forget about everybody else. We're in competition with the person in the mirror. We gotta look ourselves in the mirror every single day, and we gotta say, we're gonna work on us. We're gonna pour in the energy, the love, the happiness, everything into us. We're gonna become valuable. I'm gonna learn something new today. I'm gonna go to sleep smarter than we were yesterday. We're going to work on ourselves, the four pillars of an extraordinary life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. And we want to be optimizing for those things, because if you just focus on one of the pillars, let's say the person just focus on a job all the time and they're working for money, and maybe now they retire and they have no health because they forgot about their health. They hated their job the entire life. You don't want to be in that position, okay? And we would never want to trade any spots with anybody, really, right? Because you never know what somebody else is going through. You know, a person could have billions of dollars, but if that person didn't optimize for the right things in their lives and they can't get out of bed, who cares about the billions of dollars? Yeah, they can make calls and do things from their bed, but what is that all about? I mean, life is about experiencing total freedom, being on the edge of life, breathing in the experience and actually going through it. So it's important that we focus on the four pillars. Every day we have to have a plan, that is catered to help us build those four pillars. Here inside of our community, we have also live consultations if you want to do that. We can record the consultation or the mastermind to talk about how to build the asset column, where you are financially today, and build a plan, something that is feasible now in the next 24 hours. So we want to see results every day. We don't want to create this plan that is like, okay, it's going to be like too difficult to start now. We're going to make it as easy as possible so that we can get the ball rolling and we can keep everything growing successfully. It's about growing steady. It's about continue to grow every single day. If we're not doing that, then we're slowly dying. We have to take new information in and use it. So be a consumer, but be a producer too. Don't just consume all the data online. It's very easy to get lost on this swipe, you know, down and scroll down through the reels and shorts. Make sure that we are aligning our attention with the right group of people, okay? Because today there's a lot of influence online. That's why they call them influencers, right? So what are the influences that we're listening to? What type of people we have around? And who are we listening to? And don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Listen to their feedback. But good or bad, it's okay. Take it as feedback only. Don't get too excited. Don't get sad, right? People are going to say whatever they want to say. The important thing is that we are working towards being the best that we can. And we're going to keep working on ourselves. Okay, that's the most important thing. It's about working smart, working less physically for money, and making more than just working harder on our dreams and everything that we want to achieve in life. Okay, I'm a big believer of, you know, working on ourselves every single day, but not working at a job. That's insane. You know, if you can make money different ways, unless you really love that profession, unless you truly will do that, even if you didn't have to make the money. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta really decide if that's truly your passion. Otherwise, you're wasting your talents and your passions. And today we can capitalize on those passions. And even if you're not capitalizing on the passions, then with more reason, we should get into investing, because it's going to allow us to fulfill our passions, even though we're not getting paid for those passions. But we can practice and we can enjoy it. And at least we're living through happiness because we're doing things that we love. And we have businesses that are paying us cash flow so we can enjoy those passions. So just know that the ultra wealthy, we get everything for free at the end, okay? And I know it may sound crazy for people that are financially uneducated, and it sounds unfamiliar that we must present ourselves with high passive income or excess of cash flow, right? Positive cash flow, high expenses, and zero personal income. See, because remember, we're working to build passive income, not earn income. Earn income is taxed at the highest bracket. We need to make sure that we're building the right type of income. And if you have earned income right now, then what's the next step? Is to invest that in financial education so that we know exactly how to move the money from one asset to another asset so that we can put it to work successfully, not by giving it to a 401k, mutual funds, none of that, nah. We're going to invest it in our financial education and decide which asset we're going to build next that's going to produce us our first dollar on autopilot. I don't care whether it's a digital asset that we're using from somebody else's catalog through an affiliate program, if it's print on demand, drop shipping through Alibaba, it doesn't matter. As long as we have a system of systems and we created a sale on autopilot because we created an ad, and that ad brought 20 leads, and those 20 leads, out of them, five went ahead and purchased the product while we were sleeping, and that ad is continued to bring in 5 to 10 sales a day, then that is passive income. Now we're tapping into the fast track. We just gotta repeat that now and recycle that. If that is working, we can duplicate that with another product, or we can duplicate it with the same product, create another ad in a different platform, right? And now we have something that is producing passive income every single day, and we're touching that money, we're seeing that cash flow. And that's what financial education can do for an individual, is to have money working for us even while we're sleeping. So if you're interested in learning how to get unlimited leads, how to position ourselves in the market with systems, how to raise capital, understand the difference between an asset and liability, in simple terms, an asset puts money in our pocket whenever we're not working, it's a system of systems, and A liability takes money out of our pockets, and it's an expense, it's an obligation that we must pay. And there's nothing wrong with having liabilities, like I mentioned. Nothing wrong with having expenses. We're not telling people to cut their expenses or to get out of debt. We're asking people, in fact, the very opposite, to grow their expenses and grow their debt. But not all expenses are good. Not all expenses are bad, right? So we just need to decide which expenses we're going to take on moving forward, how we're going to increase our expense column to create wealth. And then we can continue to create more expenses as we wish, because our passive income and capital gains income is growing, so we can get any liability that we want, because that expense of that liability will be paid with one of the assets that we are controlling with our companies on our asset column. And that is the definition of true wealth, right? We have control, we have leverage, we have excess of cash flow, we have, most importantly, total freedom. We're not attached to our business, otherwise it's not a business. If it requires us to be there all the time to make the money, then something is messing in the business. It's not yet a business, at least not for you, because it's keeping you attached, you own a job. So we need to detach ourselves from the business, and the best way to do this, and I explained this to our community before, to all the true leaders and wealthy entrepreneurs and master investors inside of Master Investor here, that in order to prove an idea to be good, then we just need to push it through the eye of the needle. Imagine a needle, and there's a little hole at the end of, at the top of the needle where you put the string through. Well, the idea has to be pushed through that eye of the needle without us being pushed through, because we can't go through that little eye of the needle, right? It's impossible. So if the idea can go through that without us being there, of course, because we can, and it can come out the other side without us and still be a great and functional idea for the world, then that is a good business. And that is a good start. So any idea that you have, push it through the eye of the needle. Use it, and you'll see that it will help you become more successful when picking the right ideas. Okay, it's all about being right one time. Once we can capitalize on passive income in a certain niche, we can either scale it, and we're gonna, of course, use that capital, that cash flow to create more cash flow and sometimes capital gains income. Some assets will only bring capital gains income, but we're gonna measure our return on investment with facts by reading the financial statements, understanding how to use the laws to raise capital, use good debt as much as possible, minimize taxes all the way to zero, because the way to build wealth is by doing what the government wants us to do. And it's already written for us. They're telling us exactly what they want us to do every single day, okay? And they will give us, as people call it, tax breaks. I like to call them tax advantages, because truly that's what they are. And they're there for everybody. So let's not complain about taxes, inflation, none of that, because all of those things are tools for us to become ultra wealthy and fast. People back in the day, 50 plus years ago, they didn't have what we have today at all. And we're living in the best times. Not to complain, to use the technology and everything that we have to create freedom, to create actually the life that we always desire. I mean, we have technology. We have the ability to communicate with the entire world very fast, instantly. Think about that. It's incredible, the times that we're living. Let's make sure that we are taking advantage every single day of our lives, working to be in the best version of ourselves and getting the next twist for our life, right? What's the twist? Is whatever golden nugget we're acquiring from a mentor that we invested in acquiring a digital course, or maybe a product that they are selling, right? Something we're gonna pay to acquire an asset to improve our cash flow. Okay, that's the twist. And it could be free too, it doesn't have to be. This could be a twist right here, right? This podcast could be a twist. Just look for those next twists in your life. There's always a twist in 15 minutes, 10 minutes of listening to somebody, you know, even 5 minutes. If the person puts a certain sentence in a certain structure, it can empower somebody to the next level. So let's seek for that type of information. Let's attract success, because we are becoming an attractive person. We are investing in ourselves, and we're doing self-development every day and compounding in small steps. And after we look back then we can see that we have built an empire. How do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So we need to work baby steps, right? And have big goals, big dreams, baby steps, and seeing results every day. So the tax code, just to wrap it up, is a package of incentives for wealthy entrepreneurs and ensign investors. It's available for everybody that takes advantage of it by playing the game on the right side of the cash flow circle, meaning that we have to have a company. It's a business owner. We need to create revenue through a business, whether it's through an affiliate product that we're using, other people's products, doesn't matter. As long as we're bringing in that income, we're going to run into that business. So that's revenue from the business. That's passive income, right? And then we're going to put whatever's left after all expenses are paid for that business and marketing, etc. We're going to put that to work. We're going to treat that expense, that extra excess of cash flow, whatever's left, our bottom line, as an expense. We're going to treat it as an expense. This is very important. I cannot stress it enough. Not as an asset. We're going to treat the extra cash flow as an expense, not as an asset. Meaning, instead of seeing as a reward, we already have a job for that money to work hard on the asset column. And yes, eventually we will get all that excess of cash flow and we can say, okay, this is a reward. This is going to be for this liability that we want to have, this Bugatti that I've been wanting to acquire. It's going to, you know, require $10,000 per month to maintain the Bugatti. Okay. So now this asset is producing $20,000, $30,000 a month for the next 50 years. So now, okay, for now I can pay that Bugatti. You see, so now that asset, excess of cash flow, it is used as a reward, right? But maybe we can turn that into an asset. And how we would turn that Bugatti into an asset? Well, we will record some videos. We will show people how to create more wealth. We will do many other things that are profitable to help people get inspired, because people like to see those things too. They like inspiration and whatnot. And it's all about showing them what's possible, you know. And everybody has different dreams. Like I said earlier, not everybody wants to create millions of dollars or be the next Bill Gates. And that is okay. Master Investor has nothing to do with you're making billions of dollars or being the best billionaire in the entire world. Not at all. In fact, we're just asking to be the best as you can be regarding money and your lifestyle, meaning that you're not working for your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is working for you because you have assets that are paying for all those expenses that you have in your lifestyle. And you have figured that game out. So maybe that lifestyle is only $30,000 a month or even less. And that's what we're talking about. That's total freedom right there. If you can do that without worrying about paying the bills through a job, then that is total freedom. You're wealthy. And even a person could have more money than you in a bank account, you are still wealthier than that person, because that person still has to show up to go to work, cannot enjoy that money. You have free time to enjoy with your family. You can go at any time, anywhere, because you have the ability to say, okay, I'm going over here and nobody is clocking you in or out, right? We have our assets and then we're thriving through the asset column, not through a paycheck. One of the hardest things people will experience in going from the left side of the cash flow circle, transitioning to the right side of the cash flow circle, when they figure out finally that wealth is built on the right side of the cash flow circle, regardless of how hard they work on the left side of the cash flow circle, they're not going to accumulate wealth, because wealth is not measured in the amount of money you have saved in the bank. It's measured with time, the ability that we have without working and still be able to thrive the way we like to, not by shrinking or cutting expenses, in fact, by expending even more. And our wealth, if it's true wealth, is supposed to grow. It grows with inflation. So we need to understand how to position ourselves now with products and services, but most importantly, systems. We must invest in systems, not products necessarily. Remember, 8 integrities for a successful business. It starts with the mission, and they're all as important as one another. Okay, so mission, team, leadership, cash flow, communications, systems, legal, and product. We explain each of them in detail inside of our digital course, how to build cash flow with the internet, turn passive income on. Make sure you get inside of our digital course. If you're watching this right now, or if you're listening to this extraordinary podcast, make sure that you click the link in the description and join our inner circle. Get inside, because you're going to start building the asset column successfully with guidance, and you're going to have more financial education than the average individual. Therefore, the investor that we have inside of us will turn into a master investor. And that's the goal, is to shape the investor, because we'll have to deal with money for the rest of our lives. So we have to master money. That's the whole goal of Master Investor's brand, is to give the people wealth. Master Investor gives people true wealth, right? And that's what we do here at Master Investor. We give the financial education and the right data, tools, resources, with actionable steps for each member to take and embark on so that we can build our wealth. We're not giving the money away to anybody. We're not telling you to invest your money here or there. We're just saying invest it in ourselves. That's the only place we're encouraging everyone to invest in, because you cannot go wrong with that. That's something that you keep for life, and that's how we attract success, by being more attractive internally, by having more education financially, specifically filling in that void and that lack of financial education that people have in their lives, and being okay by seeing the situation from the edge of the coin, not on one side. Learn how to stand on the edge. That way we can control and win all the time. Investing is about winning. Investing is about getting wealthier. Investing is about understanding how to solve problems in the marketplace with systems. It's a calculated risk. It doesn't have to be risky. It has risk, but it's a calculated risk. The investor behind investing or an investment is what makes that risky. It's the lack of financial education that makes investment risky. So if you truly want to learn about investing and how to reduce the risk, then the first step is financial literacy and understanding how to improve our financial statement, specifically that asset column. And we all know exactly how many assets we will have in the asset column once we see that financial statement in front of us. We're going to tell exactly what's wrong and why we have to change some patterns in regards to money and how we utilize and how we make it. And that's the first step right there, to recognize that, hey, there are other ways that we can make money. We can actually invest money. We can actually start a digital product. We can use other people's products, and we can start creating passive income. You don't have to go at an office and sit all day to work for money if that's not what you want to do in your heart. Find another way to create more income using your talents, your skills, starting a podcast, start investing in your financial education, create an exit strategy. It's not about quitting your job like right now. That's not what we're saying. But if you don't like your job, then find an exit strategy, you know, finish with whatever you need to do there. But at the same time, you're focusing on building that asset column so that you can escape that rat race. If you like your job, still invest in your education. When you're not at work, then focus on building the asset column, so that when you're ready to give up that job, then you can go ahead and jump and still live and thrive the way you like to, even higher, because now you have even more time to invest on that asset column and duplicate what you were doing when you were at work. And now it's even working more, because now you have the entire day to focus on the asset column. How interesting is that? People work all day at jobs to make money, but yeah, they have no time to make more money by working less. However, when we have time on our side, we have control over our time, we have time to think and figure out how to make more money by doing less and not working, but working smart and having money work hard through sound investing. Those two things we figure out because we have the time to think and figure out a system of systems that we're going to utilize to do the selling and telling for us, even while we're sleeping, because we're solving a problem in the world. So the question is, what type of problem do we want to start solving today? Let's get the systems together. Let's take the first step, get our financial education on our side, start investing, going back to the basics every day, because a master on anything always goes back to the basics and also teaches and helps other people become aware of those principles that work in all economies. I'm a financial investor myself. I'm not a teacher, but we can all share the information that is working for all of us here inside of our community, so that we can all empower ourselves to the next level financially. And remember, there's always somebody making money in silence. There's always somebody with more money. So we just need to learn from the great people and become greater than them. Okay, so let's take all the golden nuggets that we find along the way, put it to practice so that I can turn into knowledge and enjoy total freedom. Let me know if you have any questions. I hope you enjoyed today's talk, bring you the good and bad news on money, the business principles that work in all economies. Talk to you in the next podcast. Make sure you click the link in the description to join our inner circle, how to build cash flow with the internet, turn passive income on. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.